Naughty 40, my first gay erotic novel, is out now. Tom isn't ready to turn 40, with the middle-aged spread starting to take hold and his family upping the pressure for him to settle down. Tom is torn about whether life as a single stud is still worth pursuing. A planned day of minor celebration quickly steps up as his friends join him throughout the day. As they reminisce, Tom is reminded of some of his hottest sexual conquests, from the night he lost his virginity in the back room of a club to the moment one of his workmates crossed the line after a few beers. With the help of a night with his closest friends, who get unexpectedly closer, Tom realizes that while life might not begin at 40 for a 21st century gay man, it isn't the end of the world. Naughty 40, my first gay erotic novel by Liam Williams, available on my website, liamwilliams.com.au/store. Hello, fellow betas, and welcome to another episode of the Beta Life podcast. I'm Liam Williams. Thank you for joining me yet again. If you haven't subscribed yet to the podcast, make sure you do so you don't miss any of the episodes. The podcast is growing and there'll be bigger and better things to come. You can also follow me on the socials. The links are in the show notes and the description down below. Speaking of bigger and better things to come, this episode's slightly longer, as that's a bit of feedback that I've gotten from a few listeners. They'd like to hear a little bit more on each topic as we go along. And as I mentioned at the end of the last episode, at some point we'll be getting some guests on for a bit more of a chat, possibly some interviews with some fellow betas. So that's something to look forward to. So make sure you subscribe on whichever podcast platform you're listening to. If you like us, give us a rating and a review, because that helps other betas to find the podcast as well. This week I'm going to talk about something a little possibly controversial. Now, I know right now you're thinking, Liam, this whole podcast is really about a controversial topic. Well, in some way that's true, but part of the point of the podcast is to make the discussion of masturbation a little bit less controversial and a little bit more open. But this specific topic is controversial in terms of whether or not it even exists. Some people say yes, some people say no. What I'm referring to, which you could have guessed if you've read the title, is post-nut clarity. Now, post-nut clarity is defined by Urban Dictionary as the immediate clear-mindedness or soberness an individual gains after orgasming or busting a nut. Now, there seems to be a fair bit of debate about whether post-nut clarity, which I might shorten to PNC, actually exists and whether or not it's a real thing. There's such a debate about it that I even found an article on metro.co.uk discussing it. I'll link to that article in the show notes. The idea behind PNC is that after you nut or finish or orgasm, whichever way you want to put it, you have a sudden clarity of thinking or a sudden realization. This article discusses whether or not it's a real phenomenon based on actual science, or whether or not it's just something that we've kind of invented or a phrase we've latched onto in an effort to explain away or excuse some of the things that we get into when we're really driven by that higher level of horniness. But there does seem to be some science behind it that I have found through my reading. According to an article on Thrillist.com, the hormones that are released by the body after orgasm help to relax the body, but also to clear the head. Those two hormones, oxytocin and prostaglandin, have an antidepressant effect, according to sexologist Nicoletta Heidegger, interviewed by Thrillist. They clear the head, hence the clarity part of post-nut clarity. My best mate and I were talking about this topic, and he said he fapped at work the other day purely because he was having a shit day and needed to regain his focus and clear his head. It worked, definitely. His afternoon was much better than his morning. But what the Thrillist article mainly talks about is using masturbation and the hormones released through orgasm to aid in decision making. And that reminds me of the saying I'm sure everyone has heard: before any big decision, masturbate. or, as referred to on Urban Dictionary again, fap on it. That definition says masturbating before any decision regarding females. And while we same-sex attracted people have to do the usual thing and extrapolate the meaning to include us, I take it even further, as do the people at Thrillist, and say that any major decision should be fapped on. Faced with a tough choice, whether or not to apply for that promotion, whether or not now is the right time to sell those shares, even what to have to dinner, fap on it. Clear your head and then decide. If the decision's big enough, maybe fap twice, just to be sure. For the life-changing decision, maybe a third. No, I'm getting carried away now. Nevertheless, wanking before a major decision is a thing, and there's a bit of science, some real, some more anecdotal, to support it. Post-nut clarity, in this case, works for us. Another side of post-nut clarity is that it removes one distraction for us. If we've just come, we're less driven to be seeking our next orgasm. And let's be honest, for most guys, that drive in that direction is near constant. If we're able to focus more, we're able to not only make better decisions, but we have a greater focus on the task at hand after taking care of that other thing at hand. Wank before you sit down to work and you'll be much more focused on whatever you need to think about. I used to do it in my teens before studying as a way to focus. I knew that if I got home from school and tried to hit the books straight away, that it would be half-assed at best, because I'd be half-hard at best. So I'd jerk off first to get out of the way, focus on the study, and keep going. I'm going to chat a bit more about jerking through my teen years in a future episode, so stay tuned for that. Now, those of you listening who are regular betas like me might not need to wank specifically for the decision-making and the focus-enhancing properties. I feel like I wank often enough that my head is pretty clear most of the time. But there are definitely times where I still feel like I'm struggling to concentrate or to focus. If this comes about, I know that before the more important things come up and need my mental attention, I know I'll need to let one loose before I can properly go about being mentally present as much as I need to be. That's how I feel about post-nut clarity. I know full well that without regular orgasms and clearing of the pipes, that my mental game isn't as strong. I'm not as switched on as I should be. Thank God we can give ourselves a little tug to clear the mind. But despite these benefits and the science that's on the side of PNC, a lot of the time it's used as an excuse or an explanation for something that maybe we're not so proud of. Whether or not there is science behind it, guys definitely use it as an excuse. An excuse to explain away the person they had sex with or the porn they were watching before they got off. And there's an underlying guilt here, and the guilt goes right back and even can be along the same lines as I talked about in the episode titled Sad Second Place. We feel the need to explain away the things that turn us on or the activities we undertake in order to gain pleasure and achieve orgasm. The Metro.co.uk article I mentioned earlier says you find yourself watching some quite strange porn. After you orgasm, you might land back in your usual mindset and feel baffled by what you just watched, or even ashamed and embarrassed. The regret, shame, or embarrassment could be about the porn you watch, or the person you hooked up with, the toy you used, or even the time you spent masturbating. The edges and gooners listening might have felt that last one. I used to in my younger days. Our horniness draws us into somewhere where we wouldn't normally go. The hornier we get, the deeper down the rabbit hole we end up. Once we finish, we realize how deep we went and regret that. Now, I will at some point down the track do a whole episode on the role that guilt plays in limiting people's beta potential. I've referenced it in two episodes now, so it's worthy of its own place in the sun. If you're a proper beta listening to this podcast, there's likely not a lot of guilt associated with your bait, but there might have been at one time or another. I've gone on a bit of that journey myself. I would spend hours edging, chatting online, watching porn, and I used to, after orgasm, feel guilty about it. Fuck, why did I spend 3 hours on that? I could have been doing something better, is the kind of thing I would say to myself. But my beta journey has led me to realize that baiting for me is that something better. If I wasn't jerking off, I probably would have just been watching TV. And really, is that more beneficial than masturbation? More socially acceptable, probably, but more beneficial, not really. I've worked out the balance now and worked out who I am as a beta, and now that guilt is gone. But for many, that guilt comes from that idea of what is socially acceptable. Guys, for the most part, have an idea of what is acceptable and what is an acceptable way of achieving orgasm. Whether or not that idea is their own or whether it's implanted by our generally sexually limited society is another debate for another time. What is deemed socially acceptable in a sexual partner is a whole different debate as well. I won't discuss this idea of guys regretting fucking the fat chick because that's not what we're about here. We're here to talk about wanking and what is the most acceptable or what is taught to be the way to go about wanking is a quick tug with something from the first general page of a video site. And so when the horniness levels rise and take us off that well-worn, well-accepted track, we follow it in the moment. But then we come, our head clears, and we realize where we've just been, into the dark, deep forest of the slightly kinkier side of the web, or we realize that we've spent an hour instead of the acceptable 15 minutes, or God forbid, if you're straight, your finger straight a little further between your legs than is allowed. The clarity brings all of that into focus, and the guilt hits us. Well, I'm here to say, as I will say often, if it feels good, then do it. If it's something that brings you pleasure, it shouldn't also bring you guilt. Now, obviously, we have some constraints within that. We've got to do no harm and remain within the legalities of wherever you reside. But if you enjoy it and it's not bad for you, then I don't see the issue. This is another step to generally remove the guilt around masturbation. As part of my baiting journey, I removed the guilt around the time I spent doing it. It's an enjoyable activity for me. As I explained to someone recently, I treat wanking like many guys treat their Xbox. 3 hours playing FIFA or Mass Effect for one guy is the equivalent of 3 hours in a dirty chat room for me. We both enjoy it, we both get some pleasure out of it, and neither of us should feel guilty about doing it. If, for you, the clarity brings into focus the kink that you don't quite want to admit to yourself that you're into, then I would recommend working towards accepting it. I've mentioned that I frequent chat rooms quite often. These chat rooms are filled mostly with men. They mostly are masturbating at the time, and so most of the conversation revolves around these activities. There are straight guys in those chat rooms talking about exactly this. The hornier they get, the more they want to talk about and look at dicks. They also acknowledge the guilt they feel later on in the piece. These are guys that aren't willing to admit that they have those slightly bi tendencies. This guilt is no doubt causing them a lot of worry and a lot of stress. So we need to move away from that guilt and just enjoy ourselves. I'm sure if we did that generally, the world would be a much better place. So let's use the post-nut clarity in the beneficial way. Wank before you have to study. Wank when you're having a shit day at work. Wank before you have to make a big decision. Coming releases the good hormones, clears the head and relaxes us. That's what I want us all to take out of this. Post-nut clarity for good, not for guilt. That's all I've got for this week. If you want to chat about post-nut clarity or any of the topics to do with baiting that I've discussed so far, please get in touch on the socials. The links are below. On that note, I had a listener, Neil, contact me since the recent episode about wanking injuries. He told me once that after a day of rigorous masturbation, he actually burst a blood vessel in his cock. Oh, I can't even imagine how painful that must have been or how his dick even looked with that going on. Luckily, he managed to seek some discreet medical attention and was back on the wanking bike before too long. Thanks again for listening to the Beta Life podcast. The links for the articles I've mentioned, as well as my socials and support pages, are in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed the chat, and as always, happy baiting. Hey Betas, just a quick note to let you know I have a new membership set up for the Proud Betas podcast. If you'd like early access to these episodes, then you can sign up as a member with the link in the episode description. Your support goes a long way to helping Sean and I keep the podcast running and making sure we are doing the work with the beta community to get the word out there. Thanks again for listening and happy baiting.